So I'm getting ready to turn up the volume a little bit. I've been kind of easy with people, but I'm going to turn the volume up. This whole thing is a construct to birth you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. You might say, well, what is the flesh mind? Flesh mind is the box, the 666 cube box. The flesh mind is the old Adam, the old Adamic nature. He said, she said, division. Pieces of the pie instead of the whole pie. Fighting amongst one another. In the book of James, why are there wars among you? Just look it up. Why are there wars among you? You ask and you receive not because you ask amiss. When you're birthed into this system, you're in default, the flesh mind. The default position is the flesh mind. And so if you realize that you're born in a dead system, your thinking is stinking thinking. Why is there fighting among you? You ask and you receive not because you ask amiss to consume it upon your lust. Instead of letting things flow through you, you want it to flow to you. Instead of things flowing through you, you want it to flow to you. What's the old saying? Hang on loosely. I just had somebody tailgate me on the highway. She wants to be, she thinks she's got to be somewhere before somebody else. So you think you're an island to yourself. You think you're an island to yourself in the flesh mind. You think it's all about you. When you get married, you think it's all about you. When you go to a job, you think it's all about you. Instead of being a team, instead of being on a team or a body, your mind is upside down. Does the hand know what the foot's doing? Does the hand know what the foot is doing? Yeah. Can the hand function without the foot? No. Can the hand function without the foot? Can the foot function without the hand? No, they're working together. Together. All the joints in your body are joined together. J-O-I-N-T. Joint. Join. Jointed together. J-O-I-N. Join. T is the cross, together via the cross. What is the joint? It's the middle. It's the middle man. It holds it all together. Jesus holds everything together. In Him we live and breathe and have our being to be. In Him we live and breathe and have our being Jesus is the I am. If you look up the word I am and to be, it's the same thing. In him we live and breathe and have our being. To be, the I am. Somebody might say, I am Matthew, I am John, I am Mark, I am Cain, I am Abel, I am Mary, I am Sue, I am John, whoever you are. But you have to say, I am first. I am going to the store. I am going to the curb market. I am going to the grocery store. I am going to work. I am going to the house. I am going somewhere. Why do you always say I am? And then you say something after that. Because everything's a derivative from the I am. Jesus is the I am. He said, I am that I am. So the hair on your head flows out from the head. The hair, H-I-H-A-I-R, flows out from the head. The joint heirs, the heirs of Christ, flow out from the great I am. Why do you think all the gurus always say, I am? They think they're God. Why do they end up believing they're God? Because without the Holy Spirit, the words point back to the I am. Without the Holy Spirit, all the code hidden in plain view points back to the I am. But who is the I am? Jesus is the I am. The born again saints are sons of God, daughters of God. You got the Spirit of God, children of God. But you know it's not your power, it's the power of Christ, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You know that your hand and your foot is one with the whole body, right? You got a head and you got a body, your fingers, your hand, your elbow, your shoulder, everything's connected to the body. The head is part of the body, but it's still the head. Everything's part of the body. The body of Christ is one. You are Neo down here because you flipped the flesh mind to the spirit mind. Especially if you can hear what I'm saying, you have the spirit mind. But if you can't hear what I'm saying, it's because you're religious. You're trying to figure it out in your own power, in the energy of the flesh. Why do all the gematria people and the New Age and the Greeks and the Stoics and or whatever, the gurus, whatever, you know what I'm talking about. Why do all these, the Gnostics, the gematria people, why do they always try to figure out the energy of the flesh? Because that's what they are, flesh creatures. Why do they end up worshiping their own little piece of the pie? Because they think they got something. They think they got something new. And the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. It's new to them, but it's not new to God. It's not new to creation. You might say, well, how is it that man can create and write these movies and create something and whatever. How can man invent? Invent. God is venting out these technological breakthroughs because the technology is the word craft. So God is revealing his son through man. What about these movies that prophesy before it happens? Because everything already happened at the cross. And so man is inside the script, so he can't write outside the script. The script's going to eventually, everything's going to be revealed. But God uses man to reveal the whole, piece by piece. The whole pie is being revealed piece by piece over the dispensations of time. And if you think man is doing it, no. God is doing it through man. God is revealing the whole pie through mankind. That's what Revelation is about. The revelation of Jesus. Who gets the glory and the honor? God the Father, God the Son. They get the glory and the honor and the praise. That's why the saints in heaven fall down and worship God and cast their crowns to Jesus, because they know it's all Jesus. He did it all. He's holding it all together. Every thought that you have is not from yourself. You have to remember that. You don't have a new thought. It's already been. What has been shall be, what shall be has been.